Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A crisp morning greets Israel today. In Tel Aviv, skies are clear and the air is brisk. Jerusalem enjoys sunny spells, while Haifa is also seeing plenty of sunshine. Eilat is warming up nicely. A perfect start to the day across our cities. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Ynet from earlier today, U.S.-Iran talks are showing progress as Pakistan's army chief visits Tehran amid Lebanon ceasefire discussions. Also, from Walla this morning, Hamas is reportedly using the ongoing ceasefire negotiations to solidify its power amid regional instability. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports that Israel plans to expand the Lebanon buffer zone, as Hezbollah attacks continue, with Netanyahu emphasizing support for Druze communities. Separately, XEOS notes that Israel's relations with Democrats in Congress are strained, as some lawmakers now oppose funding even defensive weaponry. And finally, from I-24 News earlier today, Hungary's new leader suggests a shift from Orbán's unwavering support for Israel, though not necessarily negative for Netanyahu. Here's what people are saying online. Joe Truesman, an analyst, mentioned just minutes ago that the Iran-linked group Ashab al-Yamin claimed responsibility for an attack in London, though he notes no local reports confirm this. Yael Beitor, a journalist, commented minutes ago on how limited internet access delayed uncovering truths about past misconceptions. Meanwhile, Al Arabiya English, a media outlet, shared insights moments ago from an expert discussing potential Iranian actions in the Strait of Hormuz amid rising U.S.-Iran tensions. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Iran and U.S. talks, Ynet reports a framework deal might be on the horizon. This comes as Iran claims a Lebanon truce, which Israel denies. The IDF chief warns against nuclear concessions, highlighting regional security concerns. Turning to the situation in Lebanon, the Jerusalem Post details plans to extend the buffer zone amid ongoing Hezbollah strikes. Netanyahu stresses this is to aid Druze communities. This move underscores Israel's commitment to protecting its borders and allies. Meanwhile, Hamas's strategy during the ceasefire talks is under scrutiny. Walla News reveals that Hamas aims to strengthen its hold by leveraging diplomatic stagnation. This complicates peace efforts and raises questions on future stability. On the diplomatic front, XEOS highlights tensions between Israel and U.S. Democrats. Israel's policies are causing some lawmakers to reconsider funding, impacting military support and bilateral relations. In a related development, Hungary's new leader appears to soften previous unconditional support for Israel, as reported by I-24 News. While not negative, this indicates a possible shift in European-Israeli alliances. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports that the shekel's strength, now at a 30-year high against the dollar, threatens Israeli exports, pressuring the economy despite high-tech sector growth. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reveals that Migdal Insurance's Shagai agency is acquiring Afikim, managing a significant client portfolio, indicating consolidation in the insurance sector. And finally, according to Globes, while Israel's skies are reopening, travelers face uncertainties with flight bookings, highlighting ongoing challenges in the travel industry. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 7 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.